The psalm for today is Psalm 92. And Psalm 91 has always been probably my most favorite psalm in the Bible. I love Psalm 91. But I'm getting a real affinity now for Psalm 92 also. It's a precious psalm. It starts by saying, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord." How many of you agree with that? It's good. You know, when we thank the Lord, it's so good because what does it do to us? It takes our eyes off of ourselves and puts them on Him. And when my eyes are on Him, my face goes from like this and my problems. Smiley face. How about you, huh? Yeah, there's something about it. When we thank Him, it lifts our countenance. To sing praises to the Most High is a good thing to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by 10-stringed harp, the melody of the lyre. It is good for us to give thanks. In the morning? Amen. In the evening? Yeah, there's something to thank Him for every morning, and there's really something to thank Him for every evening. Number one, that we made it through. The older we get, I think the more we see that. Right, Bill? William was giving thanks on Saturday morning, weren't you, huh? So was Pastor Kev. Amen. So it goes on to verse 4, and this is the one that we're going to stand and read together, and it's going to lead us right into worship this morning. I love the vibrance of this psalm. Let's stand and let's say it together. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Amen. Well, it's what He's done, and that's why we sing for joy. So we're going to do that this morning. We're going to bring Him a sacrifice of praise. Let's do it.